In the high-stakes game over Iran's nuclear program, it appears that Iran is ready to make the next move. Turkish Foreign Ministry sources tell Al Jazeera that within days, they expect the Iranians to submit a letter to the IAEA, the next step in their deal with Turkey and Brazil to swap out low-enriched uranium for fuel rods.
With all due respect to my Turkish and Brazilian friends,
but U.S. officials have already dismissed that deal and responded by moving ahead with sanctions a day later, saying it had the support of the other permanent members of the U.N. Security Council. Still, the Russian ambassador indicated a willingness to wait.
We're looking forward to seeing what kind of letter Iran is going to send to IAEA, and we're going to analyze this letter very carefully together with our partners. We hope a positive momentum can be developed there.
Brazil says there is no reason to move ahead with sanctions. The deal it worked out with Iran mirrors the one approved by the U.S. last October.
We managed to get Iran to do what the Security Council wanted to get done 6 months ago, and it was done. It's very funny that some people did not want Iran to accept a proposal that previously belonged to those who do not appreciate it now.
The White House spokesman was asked about the difference Thursday.
They did not agree to, as they had in October, sit down with the P5 plus one to have a broader, fuller discussion about Iran's nuclear program.
But the agreement says that Iran agrees, quote, to pursue its talks with the 5+1 countries in any place, including Turkey and Brazil, on the common concerns based on collective commitments according to the common points of their proposals. U.S. officials say that's a limited offer, adding that the new agreement doesn't provide for inspections and it doesn't demand that Iran stop enriching uranium. The U.S. Defense Secretary saying once passed, the sanctions will be just the beginning.
The resolution provides a new legal platform that allows individual countries and organizations such as the EU to take significantly more stringent actions on their own that go way beyond, well beyond, what the UN resolution calls for in and of itself.
But first, the resolution would have to pass. That vote isn't expected until next month, long after Iran is expected to make its next move. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.